The New York Yankees have officially made a decision. They are bringing Aaron Boone back to manage the ball club for the foreseeable future. We're going to break down the decision, and I'll give my take as to whether I like the move or not on this brand new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I am your host, Nick Delahanty. I hope you all are doing well. It's great to be back on the air, but we have some big news in Yankee land to talk about. Aaron Boone will be the manager of this team for the foreseeable future. The Yankees and Boone have agreed to a three-year deal with an option for a fourth year. The deal could take him into the 2025 season. You know, I think a lot of people were shocked at the length of the contract, but we're going to go in depth on this decision and break it down and try to come up with a true definitive answer as to whether or not this makes sense for the Yankees moving forward. Before we do that, friendly reminder, you can follow us on social media, on Twitter, at Pinstripe Talk ND, my personal account, at Nick Delahanty. Also find us on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Our show is powered by Delahanty Media. Find the Delahanty Media brand on all social media aspects as well. And of course, if you found our show today, you already know we're on all podcasting platforms. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio. You name it, the show is there available for you. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you get all the latest news and updates regarding our show. Now, I don't like to waste time. Let's jump right into this, and you may be wondering, why didn't he do a show right away to give his instant reaction on the news? And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I purposely waited to do a show. Why did I do that? See, if I would have put out a show the day that it happened, which was October 19th, you probably would have gotten a lot of a worse analysis from me regarding the decision. What I wanted to do was take some time to really think about it and look at it from both sides of the spectrum. Now, I always look at it from a fan side and a point of view from what we all tend to look at it from, but I wanted to look at it from a front office perspective as well. And I hate to sound like this, but it kind of makes sense when you look at it from their perspective. But we'll get into both sides as we go along in the show. Let's look at some of the key numbers here, shall we? Boone has been the Yankees manager since 2017, was named it on December 4th of that year. Since then, he has a 328 and 218 managerial record, has led the Yankees to the postseason in each of his first four seasons at the helm, dating back to 2018. Over his first three full seasons as the manager, he has averaged 98 wins per year, which, if you think about it, is a really good number for a manager. He's the second manager in baseball history to reach the postseason in each of his first four managerial seasons, joining Mike Matheny of the St. Louis Cardinals, who did it in four straight years from 2012 to 2015. As a Yankees manager, he is the third manager to make the playoffs in each of his first four seasons with the club, joining Casey Stengel, who did it five times in a row from 1949 to 1953, and the great Joe Torre, who did it 12 consecutive years from 96 to 2007. Now, Hal Steinbrenner released a statement that basically said that, you know, the Yankees need to grow and improve, but the Yankees feel that he is the right guy to lead them to their next World Series championship berth. Now, of course, I heard a lot of things on social media from people saying that, you know, it's not a great decision. Why is the deal so long? Boone should really be on the hot seat. The Yankees have failed to win. Yeah, the regular season success is there, but he hasn't done anything in the postseason. But Brian Cashman, in his statement, basically said that the Yankees feel he is already a very good manager, saying he's a protector of the players, that he's growing as a manager. He's evolving as a person in that position. And the way that Cashman did say it was, a lot of executives around the league, when there was chatter in the papers and through the media that Boone could be on the hot seat, that people really were shocked around it in the games. You know, they seem to have a lot of respect for him for what he's been doing. Now, from their perspective, they feel that Boone is the best option out there. And when I sat down and thought about it, and this is where I may get a little grief from Yankees fans. If you look around at the open market, can you name a manager right now that you would want to lead this team? I thought about this. I really did. I took a lot of time to think about it and try to figure out, you know, is there a manager out there that has experience in the dugout, can relate to this generation of players, is good with the analytics, is willing to work with the front office? And I just couldn't think of anybody that would come to mind. Yes, I would love to see Don Mattingly lead this team, but number one, Miami's not letting him go. Number two, is he really a fit in New York? Would he be willing to listen so much to the front office? Let's be honest. Aaron Boone gets a lot of help from the analytics department and the front office. They make a lot of suggestions as to what to do. And Boone's job is basically to oversee what's going on in the locker room and then make the final decision. So basically, if the Yankees analytic department says this is the lineup you should roll out, Boone makes sure there's no injuries, the guys are healthy, they don't need days off, things like that. So I feel like the role of the manager has changed from even when Joe Torre was in charge of the Yankees, where you went by feel. You didn't really rely on the analytics too much. So for the Yankees, they like the kind of formula that Boone's putting together. Of course, and it goes with any coach or manager in professional sports. You're going to have situations that you make a bad decision and it's going to blow up in your face, or a decision that you thought was good and doesn't work out, and you're going to hear about it. It's just how it is. It's part of the job, right? I try to think of it from my perspective, okay? You put yourself in a position. Yeah, you may make a mistake at work, but in my type of work, I am not in the spotlight like a guy like Aaron Boone is. And remember, the Yankees are win now every year. So when you're having these decisions, Yankee fans are passionate and they're hard on their team, and rightly so, because the expectations are always so high. But again, for every bad decision Boone makes, I do feel that if you go back in time and you look at some of the good decisions he's made and the impact he's made in the clubhouse, you can make the case that, you know, maybe he is getting better at his craft. Now, one thing I disagree with is the Yankees setting up his coaching staff. Now, I don't disagree that they should be picking the guys. I understand that. But when it comes to the bench coach, I understand they want somebody with a veteran presence to give Boone an extra set of, you know, eyes and can help him out. But I think their definition is a little bit off. I feel your manager should be the guy sparking the troops, and your bench coach should be there reinforcing it. Just like Torre and Zimmer. You know, we were spoiled with those two for many years. But again, I would like to have a veteran presence in there as a bench coach, but I do think that as a staff in general, you need to put the right pieces together. And I think that the front office is basically going to tell Boone, you know, we'll give you a say on it, but we're going to give you a suggestion as to who we want. And you're really not going to have a say in the final grand scheme of things. We're going to make the decision. But I do feel that, you know, everybody has to be on the same page. I do think that the clearing out of the bench coaches and the base coaches and things like that are going to help. You know, if you find the right guys to come in, I would like to see them bring in somebody analytically driven to be the hitting coach, kind of like Blake is to the pitching staff. But, you know, only time will tell. And of course, it will be something to monitor as the offseason goes along. Of course, when I first saw that it was 3 to 4 years, I thought to myself, man, that's a long time for a guy that I felt was on the hot seat. But in reality, it does make sense. I don't think Boone would have signed for a one-year deal with an option for a second year. That would have been my ideal contract. Give him another year and see. But you have to give him some kind of stability and security. And let's face it, if it doesn't go well, the Yankees could get out of the deal. It's not like they're stuck to it. So they gave him a little extra security, and they're hoping that they're right on him. Think about it. And I brought it up a couple minutes earlier. You know, I talked about Mattingly. Can you name me somebody you would want to lead this team right now? I don't want to hear Buck Showalter. I don't think he's capable of stepping back into a dugout and succeeding the way he did during his first couple of stints as a manager. I think time kind of wears out on that. And with the way players are now, I think the older veteran managers don't have a place in this game. That's why I felt Tony La Russa getting hired by the White Sox was a disaster. You know, I would rather see a younger guy who can relate to this game's generation. But think about it. Is there anybody, and please, send us messages on social media telling us who you want to manage this team, because if you look at it, Boone was clearly the best option. As scary as it sounds, Boone was the best option. Now, as a fan, I didn't want Boone back. I didn't think he was doing a great job. But then I looked at the stats, and I looked at the numbers, and I looked at the possibilities, and I said to myself, this team needs somebody who has managerial experience. We're not at a point in this team's development where you can go to a rookie manager and let them work through mistakes and work through their growing pains. It's just not feasible. Especially because I feel that that World Series window we talked oh so much about is quickly closing behind them. And it sadly may already be over. But again, it is a sticky situation. I don't think that anybody's going to be happy. I don't think you're going to make many Yankee fans happy with the decision, because most Yankee fans, from what I gathered, feel that this was a move that made the Yankees seem like they were complacent with where they are. Be a solid regular season team, get into the playoffs, have disappointing finishes, and reboot. But quite frankly, I don't think that's the case. I really don't. And I'm going to give the Yankees the benefit of the doubt here. Maybe it's my loyalty coming through. Maybe it's me being a little more even-keeled than I've been in the past. But I think that the Yankees understand that it had to go one of two ways this offseason. Number one, you bring back the manager and make some drastic changes to your roster. Or you bring back the same kind of core and you bring in a new manager and see if it would work. I think they tried option B with bringing in Boone and letting go of Girardi, and that didn't work. So I think, and I hope that I'm right about this, I think the Yankees are finally going to make some big moves this offseason to fix some of the woes that they have in their everyday lineup and in their pitching staff. Let's face it. You have too many strikeout-prone hitters. You don't put the ball in play enough. You have a catcher that has all the potential in the world, but doesn't do the thing that his job tells him to do, and that's catch the ball. He's a defensive liability. You have some guys that are coming off years in which they underachieved. Guys who had injury problems. Guys who are due to make big money in the free agent market in the coming years that you have to make a decision on. So I think that this offseason is huge for the New York Yankees. My personal belief, and we'll touch on this as the offseason goes along, because obviously it won't take us too long to see which direction the Yankees go. But my personal belief is that this team and this organization is going to make some drastic moves. You're going to see some guys leave, and you're going to see the Yankees try to replenish the roster in a way that makes them more of a competitive team moving forward. And I think that for the last couple of years, the Yankees were content with saying, you know, we have a very star-studded lineup. If everybody's clicking, we can really compete, and we'll go from there. But I think they're getting smarter, and they're going to say, you know, maybe it's time to reevaluate Luke Voit at first. Do we bring back an Anthony Rizzo? Gleyber Torres is a guy that I think doesn't make the offseason with the Yankees. I think they end up trading him. Having DJ LeMahieu at second base full-time. LeMahieu, while we're talking about him, had injury woes. Hopefully he gets back on track. I really do think they bring in a shortstop to man the position for the time being until Volpe or Peraza are ready. Maybe a Carlos Correa. Maybe a Corey Seager. But I do think they pull the trigger on one of those guys. Ultimately, what do you do with Gio Urshela? Another guy who underperformed, but I'm sure would have a solid market on the trade market if that's the way you want to go. Aaron Hicks in center field. Do you rely on him to play every day? Joey Gallo had a really bad performance when he got traded to the Yankees. Do you stick with him or you try to get something for him with a year left on his contract? Aaron Judge, set to hit the free agent market next year. I think that's got to be your top priority to re-sign him. Gary Sanchez behind the plate. I think it's time you find a new catcher. I really do, but we're going to touch on that another day. They need starting pitching. You can't rely on Severino, Cole, and Montgomery. You got to decide what you're going to do with the other two spots. And then the bullpen, of course. They did a great job of finding some diamonds in the rough. But what do you do with your big guns like Zach Britton, who's going to miss the whole year, and Aroldis Chapman, who has underperformed at times? There are so many questions with this team, and we didn't even get into the coaching staff. So, this offseason, tremendously big. Overall, at first, I thought that the Aaron Boone contract was way too much. I thought that it was crazy for the Yankees to give him 3 years with an option for a fourth. I really thought that they were going to look at the coaching market a little bit deeper and see what they could find, see if there's a young and upcoming guy who could take over the reins. But ultimately, I understand the decision to bring him back, and I get why the deal was a little longer than we all anticipated. Don't throw stuff at me. I am just a presence that is trying to look at it from both sides. And of course, what I want Yankee fans to remember is, it's a contract, yes, but they can get out of the deal. If Boone has a bad year in 2022, or the Yankees don't win in 2022, they can move on. It's not like they're stuck with him as the manager for 3 or 4 years. They have an option. So, before we get all panicked about it, before we say the Yankees are complacent with losing and being mediocre, let's look at how the offseason goes around. Because I really do think that time is ticking on not only Boone, but Brian Cashman as well. And I think the front office is going to be a little more willing to spend some money to help fill some of the holes that the Yankees desperately have. They mentioned it in the press conference, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But again, they understand that there are a lot of holes in this team and on this roster, and they're going to have to figure them out. So before we wrap up the show, let's go over some of these little tidbits that, you know, Brian Cashman gave us during the Aaron Boone press conference. Number one, Jameson Taillon having surgery October 28th. It's a 5-month recovery. No bueno for the Yankees. Looks like he won't be ready for the start of the year. Aaron Hicks, who missed most of the 2021 season, is hoping to play winter ball and be fine by December. I don't hold my breath with him. He's always hurt. Luke Voit should be ready for spring training. He's another guy that has dealt with a ton of injuries. Clint Frazier has been in constant contact with the medical staff regarding his fogginess and dizziness that he still is experiencing. Hopefully he is doing well. A really disappointing scenario for him. Then, they talked about Gary Sanchez being the starting catcher in 2022. And Cashman made a general comment. You know, we'll see. Ultimately, we'll have to reevaluate the marketplace at every position. And Cashman said that shortstop is an area of need and that the club has to address it. So, they basically said the Gleyber Torres experiment at shortstop's over. It remains to be seen what they're going to do with Gleyber. Do you trade him? Do you move him to second base full time and have LeMahieu play third? Who only knows what the Yankees are going to do at this point? Regarding the trade market and free agency, Cashman said they're going to be open-minded to anything and everything on this roster, as they should be. I think that's something Cashman has always been willing to do. LeMahieu had his sports hernia repaired. It's an 8-week recovery period, should be ready for spring training. He had his surgery done in Philadelphia, same doctor who performed Luke Voit's procedure, so the Yankees are optimistic that he'll be ready to go come opening day. So there's a lot of moving pieces, a lot of question marks with this team right now, and I think the offseason is going to give us a lot of those answers as we head into spring training. So Yankee fans, don't get too upset over the Boone extension. I think that they are going to really be on him to bring home a championship. It's been way too long, but I do think that they see the value in him, and they see it on an everyday operation base. They see that he's a guy that they feel could lead the clubhouse to another championship. And the only reason why I believe it is because Brian Cashman has been around some good managers, Joe Torre, Joe Girardi. You know, when those guys won, he knows what it takes. So I think that Cashman's going to do anything and everything in his power to make sure the Yankees are geared up for another World Series championship run in 2022. And as they gear up for that run, we will be here to talk all about it on the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. That's going to wrap up today's show. Buckle up for an exciting offseason. We'll be here to talk all about it. Earlier in the show, we mentioned our social media and how we're available on all podcasting platforms. So make sure you check that out. And of course, go to DelahantyMedia.com for all the latest news and updates regarding our brand. Once again, my name is Nick Delahanty, and this has been another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. As always, let's go Yankees. We'll talk to you really soon.